The following program is sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. And Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for loving us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. Thank you for his precious blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins. And Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you are worthy of all honor. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for hope today, Lord God. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for releasing your anointing for healing and deliverance. We thank you for the anointing for restoration, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing for financial breakthroughs in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing every form of leukemia. Every form of leukemia, Lord God, every form of stomach cancer, bladder cancer, liver cancer, cancer of the esophagus. We thank you for it being healed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for healing right now. We thank you for granting the healing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing hypertension and blood pressure, every form of arthritis. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing deafness, Lord God. We thank you for that deaf ear, that spirit of deafness being broken and an ear opening up now, a spirit of blindness in the name of Jesus being healed right now in Jesus' mighty name. Migraine headaches, that person you've been suffering with migraine headaches, I thank you for the healing power of the Holy Spirit, healing you of migraine headaches and tension. Be gone now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you for healing those children with those chronic ear infections. I thank you for healing those children with chronic ear infections. I thank you for a complete and total healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break the generational curse of failed marriages, failed relationships over the young lady, over that family, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We break and we cancel every curse, every assignment, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for releasing your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this air and over this region. We thank you for binding the strong man in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for releasing your power and your glory as never before in the hearts and the lives of your people. We thank you for blessing the church with their own building, their own facility. We thank you for the money to remodel it, to furnish it the way that you desire for it to be furnished, that they might be able to go forth and proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ of the great commission that you've given them, Lord God. We thank you for doing that. We thank you for that miracle right there. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Lord God, for sending in financial provision and abundance for every family that is struggling, Lord God. We thank you for the financial miracles. We thank you for the financial breakthroughs in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the open doors for a new and for employment. We thank you for promotions on jobs, those that need a promotion. We thank you for doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you. Father, we pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit over every pastor in this region, Lord God, that you would send forth a word of refreshing. And Lord God, those that are not preaching the gospel, we pray for a convicting power of the Holy Spirit to be upon them, Lord God, that they will repent and begin to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, uncompromised, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we ask that you would bless this broadcast today. Open up our hearts to receive your word with a spirit of meekness. And Lord, I thank you. I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. Amen. It's a blessing to be here with you to share the Word of God. As always, I'm just grateful. I'm thankful that God allows me the opportunity to be able to talk about His Word, to share His Word with God's people. To the first time listeners, I pray that you'll be blessed. Not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight. No sugar added. You know, God is, we serve a good God. We serve a mighty God. And as we were talking about last week, we're living in very, very perilous times. We're living in the end times. Prophetically, the stage has been set. Things are taking place. Things are happening. And we in the body of Christ, we need to be pressing and seeking the kingdom of God. We need to be seeking the face of God. We need to be aligning ourselves up with the will of God. We need to be able to stand in the gap and begin to pray and ask that God's will and purpose will be done and established in our lives, because God is looking for some people who will yield themselves to the Holy Spirit of God and allow the Holy Spirit of God to flow through them, to use them in the time and the hour which we're living. There is so much unrest in our country right now. There's a spirit of lawlessness. The spirit of rebellion is running rampant throughout the United States of America. America as a whole needs to repent. As I said last week, we've turned away from God. We need to get back to Bible basics. We in the body of Christ, we need to get back to preaching the full counsel of God's word, because God requires us to do so. Amen. You know, we left off last week. I said last week that we need to have a God encounter. We need to experience the presence of God. We need to get a heavenly vision of who God is. We need to get a heavenly vision of God's holiness. You know, something that has been omitted in a lot of the contemporary preaching and teaching is the holiness of God. How many times do you hear a sermon on the holiness of God? How God has called his people to come out, to be separate. How we are to raise our children. How we are to conduct ourselves in our marriage relationship. Are we hearing that today? Are we hearing that preached in the pulpits across in America? We've been preached a man-centered gospel instead of a Christ-centered gospel. And we got to get back to where we lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. You know, we rely on marketing strategies and all these different programs and things to try to get people to come in our churches. But what we need is the presence of God, and for people to be drawn by the presence of God and the anointing of God, so that when people come into your church, whether they come, whether you have a home church, whether you have a church with a building or wherever it might be, that people would have an encounter with God, that their lives would forever be changed because they have truly been in the presence of God. I wish somebody would say amen with me. You know, we were in Isaiah chapter 6 last week, so let's go there. And it says in verse 1, it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. And with two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And he cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the doors were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You see, when we truly get a revelation of God's holiness and who God is, our true spiritual condition will be exposed. There will be no self-righteousness. There will be no pride and arrogance when you are standing in the presence of God and you get into the place to where you are truly in the presence of God. And here we have Isaiah, who was of royal lineage, who was called to be a prophet. And God gave him this heavenly vision. And of course, he gave him this vision to help him fulfill his ministry and purpose. But I believe God desires to reveal himself to each and every individual in a personal way. It might not be like this, but you would have a revelation of who God is. You would have a revelation of God's holiness. And this is who God has called us to be. And when we get to the place where we are yielded vessels, to where we are in the place, to where the Spirit of the living God can purge us and deliver us and set us free from any and everything that is hindering us from walking in that covenant relationship with him, because God wants to have a relationship with you. God wants you to dwell in the secret place with him. God wants to reveal himself to you. God wants to reveal to you how much he loves you. And God wants to reveal to you his plan and purpose for your life. But that can only happen if you've been broken. That can only happen if you speak the truth in your heart and you acknowledge your sin, you acknowledge your transgressions. Now, some of us, we've got to the place to where we're lukewarm. Just like we talked about a couple of weeks ago about the church of Laodicea, about the lukewarm church. They said, I'm rich, I'm this, I'm that. Saints, we can never get to the place to where we are so complacent and so self-confident and arrogant in our walk with the Lord, because the Lord is constantly searching our hearts. God is always looking for people who are seeking the face of God. And God is looking for some people in this time, this hour that we're living in, that are willing to make the sacrifice, that is willing to pay the price to be a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. not a disciple after your denomination or your charismatic pastor, but disciples after Christ Jesus, that you might be conformed to his image, that you might be able to proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation which we are living in. It is getting harder and harder in this society to where there's lawlessness, there's rebellion, there's no respect for authority, there's no respect for God's word. God's standard of righteousness and holiness has been diminished. God, help us, our poor children are being exposed to this. They're even in the curriculum in the schools. They're trying to teach stuff about homosexuality and tolerance of same-sex marriages, and all of this stuff is going on in our midst. And we need to be crying out, God, forgive us. God, send revival. God, send healing. God, raise up preachers and political leaders that have a heart for you and for your word and for your righteous standards. We need to get to that place where we're crying out, God, visit us again with your presence and your power. Oh, God, help us here in America. But we need that God encounter. We need to get to the place where the Holy Spirit of God can work in us and move us. And it was after he had a revelation of his true condition and he spoke it out. He says, woe is me, for I'm undone. We've preached the man-centered gospel, and we've removed the message of confession and repentance out of the way. We consider the message of repentance as a negative message, and it's not. The message of repentance is a message of healing, restoration, and deliverance. Because when you confess your sins, the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness in 1 John 3:8. That's what the scripture says. But we want people to be okay. We don't want to offend anyone. We don't want to tell people they need to repent. We don't want to tell people they need to change the way they're living, their lifestyle. We don't want to tell people that they're living in sin. We don't want to tell people that they're living in rebellion because we might hurt their feelings. They might get offended. And let me tell you this, saints, Jesus don't care if you're offended. If you are walking in a way that is not pleasing in the eyesight of God, it is hindering your relationship with him. Come on, somebody. I wish somebody out there would say amen. Because God desires to have every obstacle, every barrier removed from your life that will hinder you from walking in that covenant relationship with him. If you want God to use you in a greater measure, scripture tells us to examine ourselves whether or not we be in the faith. If you want God to use you in a greater measure, you have to be willing to go before God openly and say, Lord, here I am. God, search my heart. God, just show me plainly. And when the Spirit of God begins to show you, have the humility to say, Lord, I'm undone. God, forgive me. And God will. No matter what you've done, God will forgive you because God loves you. That's why he sent his son Jesus to die for us on the cross at Calvary, that even when we get out of fellowship and out of step with God, we can come back. All we got to do is say, Lord, I miss it. God, forgive me. And he will forgive you. God is long-suffering. God is merciful. We got to get back to the place to where we realize that it's about having a relationship with him. God wants to have a relationship with you. God wants to reveal himself to you. That's what it's about, saints. It's all about being in a relationship with him and being in a position that once you're in a relationship with him, you are now being prepared and being equipped to go out and to tell other people about Christ, to tell other people about Jesus, that when people get around you, they see and they know that there's something different around you. When they get around your children, they know that there's something different about your children. When they look at your marriage relationship, yeah, we're all you people, all you married folk out there, yeah, we're going to have some problems in our marriages. Yeah, you're going to have some issues. But first and foremost, there needs to be a standard set to where they're very few. And when people come across you, they can still see that you have love for each other and you have the love of Christ in your life. They can look and look at your children and see how they are, how well behaved they are, how you love your children, how your children love you, how your children respect you. Oh, God. Some of you saying this man right here. And he says, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with tongs from off the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and he said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, Here am I, send me. You see, Jesus said, If you're going to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself. And we have to get to the place to where we are yielded enough to where we can say, Lord, here am I, send me. Whether it's in your business, whatever career God has called you to, whatever ministry God has called you to, you can say, God, here am I, send me. And when you do that, God will say, okay, go. God says, I'm going to equip you. I'm going to equip you. I'm going to anoint you. And I'm going to anoint you, and I'm going to send you forth with power. I'm going to send you forth with authority. And you're going to go out and proclaim my name in the midst of a dark world. You're going to begin to proclaim my name to those that don't know me. You're going to be able to speak the word of the Lord to those who once had fellowship with me, and they will repent and come back to me. You see, it's not about us. It's about him. It's about being in a relationship with him. It's about pleasing him. It's about serving him. It's about honoring him. And when we do those things, we're going to be able to go out and fulfill the Great Commission. We're going to be able to go out and lead people to Christ Jesus. We're going to be able to go out and pray for the sick. We're going to be able to lay our hands on the sick. We're going to cast out demons. Because he's told us, these signs shall follow them that believe. This is a part of the Great Commission. This is all about getting in that place, getting that position to where your sin has been purged, you're forgiven, you're walking in a covenant relationship with him, you're learning how to abide in the secret place of the Most High. God is revealing himself to you. God is showing you how he desires to use you for his glory and his honor, and your life is a witness, your life is a testimony, and you begin to share with other people and tell people about the love of Christ. Because it's about souls. It's about disciples making disciples. It's about being in that place and having the anointing of God on your life such in such a way that people are stirred by your words. People are convicted by your words that you speak. Not that you're trying to convict them. Not that you're trying to do this intentionally on purpose. But you're just being a yielded vessel for the Spirit of the living God. People are dying. People are perishing all around us. There needs to be an urgency. We're living in the last days and the last times. Jesus Christ is Lord. His return is imminent. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. There needs to be an urgency in the body of Christ to get in that place and for us to cry out for God to release his power, for God to release his anointing in our lives in a greater measure. But I believe in order for us to experience that, we need to repent. We need to turn our hearts back to God. We need to stand in the gap and begin to pray and intercede for our nation as a whole, that our nation would turn its heart back to God. We need revival in America. But revival starts with the church first. It starts with every individual believer. Lord, purge me. God, deliver me. God, set me free from myself. God, set me free from all of my hurt. God, set me free from my unforgiveness. God, set me free from my bitterness. God, whatever it is that I need to be purged, God, set me free from it. Because, God, I want to be that vessel. I want to be that vessel, God, that you could pour out your power and your anointing in me and use me to make a difference, to make an impact in somebody's life. Oh, I wish somebody would say amen out there. God is looking for some people who will heed the call of God. God is looking for some people that will say, Lord, here am I, send me. God, I will go. God, I will say what you tell me to say. God, I will speak. God, I will say and preach the full cause, the gospel. You see, there has to be a place in your heart to where you truly have a desire to be used by God. And to make a difference. I believe every person has a divine purpose. There's something that God wants to do with every person, young and old, even your children. That's why the Bible tells you to train up your children in the way they should go. I believe God wants to use the young children in a great and a mighty way. And I believe that we need to be in that place that God has called us to be as his covenant people, as his sons and as his daughters. And I'm praying that every person that is listening to this broadcast today, that the Spirit of God is stirring in your heart, that if you need personal revival in your life, that you can begin to pray and say, God, revive me. God, send a refreshing in me. God, I need to feel your touch again. There are some of you that are listening. You're out of fellowship with God. You don't pray. You don't read your word. And the enemy has brought you under condemnation. But the Spirit of the Lord will tell you to come back. Come back. God longs to have fellowship with you. God longs to reveal himself to you in a special and a mighty way. Some of you have even walked away from serving God. But God is calling you back into that place. God is calling you back into ministry. Some of you have gotten so frustrated because where you fellowship at, they're not using you. But God is saying, go back. Come back to him. Come back to him. Seek his face. And as you begin to seek his face, God will raise you up. And God will reveal himself to you. God will pour out his power. God will pour out his anointing on you in a great and a mighty way. God is looking for those yielded vessels. God is looking for the vessels that would say, Lord, fill me up to overflowing with your power, with your anointing. Because God, I desire to be used by you in a greater measure. God, I want you in my life. Lord, I need to have a relationship with you. You know, there's many people who go to church, but they don't have a relationship with him. They don't know him. God wants to know you. God wants to be in a place in you. Oh, my God. He wants to reveal himself to you. God wants to show you how much he loves you. God is not giving up on you. God is not forsaking you. God is calling you back into that secret place to where he can say, you're my son, you're my daughter, I love you. I want you to be healed. I want you to be whole. I have a plan and purpose for your life. I want to send you out to proclaim my gospel on your job, in your business, in your workplace. God is looking for some people that will say, Lord, here am I, send me. And just realizing the fact that the purpose of the anointing is to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, and preach deliverance to the captives. How many people do you know in your personal life? Look around you, neighbors, friends, co-workers that are going through, they're struggling, they're in bondage. Begin to pray and ask God to give you spiritual vision, spiritual insight, spiritual discernment to see the condition of the people that you're working with. So that you might begin to pray for them, your family members that are not saved, that are in a backslidden condition. Begin to ask God to give you compassion, that you begin to pray for your neighbors, your co-workers, your family members to be saved and come back to Christ. Begin to pray for God to use you to give a word of healing, a word of hope, and a word of deliverance, even a word of correction, so that these people will not be lost, that they will not die, that they will not perish in their sin. Because we are living in perilous times. The return of the Lord is imminent. There is a work to be done for the kingdom of God, and God is looking for some people who will say, Lord, here am I, send me. God, here am I, send me. This is the God that we serve. We serve a God of healing. We serve a God of deliverance. Serve a God of restoration. God is looking for some people who will say, Lord, here am I, send me. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I yield and surrender my life, my marriage, my children, my ministry, my business, my career. God, I'm laying it all to you, Lord. I'm giving it all to you, God. But my utmost desire, Lord, is to be in a covenant relationship with you, to know you as my Lord, as my Savior, as my healer, as my Redeemer. And I pray that the Spirit of God would just fall upon you in a great and a mighty way this week, that the Spirit of God would just move in your lives, that he would move you into that place to where you say, Lord, here I am, send me. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministry, Saints. I need your prayers. I need your support. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus Christ is Lord. His return is imminent. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your political leaders. And just pray for the Spirit of God to have his way in your life. And pray that God will give you compassion for those that don't know him. I love you. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Jermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Jermothy or send him a gift of support, their address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Jermothy Lavelle next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. right here on 820 AM KGNW.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.